We have an ensemble in our studio. It's a very select ensemble from Eastern Washington University. The combination of violin, viola, cello, and piano is called a piano quartet. And these four gentlemen have formed a piano quartet. They are violinist Ethan Side, violist James Marshall, the cellist Tim Gale, and the pianist Christian Garcia. And they're getting ready for a major competition. They've been working hard. We're going to find out a lot about the process of putting together an ensemble. But of course, what's more important is that we get the pleasure of hearing their music. So we go to our studio now for the first of two pieces. Later, we'll hear the music of Brahms. They do happen to call themselves the Brahmas, and we'll find out about that. But right now, a piece by the British composer Frank Bridge, a pretty well-known and beloved piece in one movement. This is the Fantasy Quartet by Frank Bridge, live from our studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
played live in our studio just now was that music of Frank Bridge, the Fantasy Quartet by Frank Bridge, played by a group who call themselves the Brahmas. They are comprised of the violinist Ethan Side, the violist James Marshall, the cellist Tim Gale, and the pianist Christian Garcia. And their coach is piano professor at Eastern Washington University, Jody Graves. And so we'll get everybody into the studio here. Jody, you come over here. And then the other two of you, two of you on a microphone, just kind of pick where you're going to be. Jody, what a treat to have this group, and we're going to quickly enough talk to them, but you've had the pleasure of coaching them.
It has indeed been a pleasure to coach these wonderful young musicians who are part of our music department at Eastern Washington University. Mm-hmm. And I share the coaching, of course, with John Marshall and Julia Salerno. Mm-hmm. So
they
get it from
teachers.
All sides mm-hmm. when we do this. But they came together. They can talk about that. But they approached me last spring and said, we really want to do this MTNA competition, which is coming up next weekend. Mm-hmm. So next weekend, we travel to Ellensburg for that state competition with this group.
Great. Well, let's start bringing them in. Anybody care to call yourself a spokesman for the group to lead off? Who's getting the gig? James Marshall, yep. You're getting the gig initially. So is it just kind of, you know, hallway talk? You're in the halls of EWU and you run into musicians you want to do and you want to play with them. How does this all come together that you four people are playing together?
Well, originally, Tim, Christian, and I were with another violinist at the very beginning, the fall of 2016, last year, and we were working on this piece throughout the year. And then Ethan joined us in the spring, and we were working on all this, and we were working on all of the movements of this Brahms piano quartet, which we're about to play. And we were thinking, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we did some competitions with this? Mm-hmm. Not just, we did Music Fest competition in the spring, but we were thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we did some more? And this MTNA competition came up. And so we really prepared all over the summer our individual parts. And then this fall, we've really been working hard as a group to bring this group to a point where we could do that competition.
Okay, anybody else jump in on the way that knowing you have this competition kind of focuses your mind? This is the pianist Christian Garcia. Talk about this, Christian.
Well, it's for me has been a challenge because the piano does a lot. He has a lot of work, but it has been very fun. Playing with my three friends here has been very inspiring. They are very committed, and that also inspires you, encourages you to work and just to fall in love with this music and this way of doing music, which is an amazing opportunity that I haven't had before.
Yeah, and Tim Gale, you were the cellist. That was Christian Garcia, the pianist. Tim Gale, you've been the cellist with this group. What's it like playing in a piano quartet for a cello? Is that any different than any other cello playing you do?
In a string quartet, you're the only source of the bass sound of the ensemble. And in a piano quartet, the piano takes a lot of responsibility with the rhythm and the bass range of the ensemble. So you've got to know when to, what you're contributing at each time.
And probably the good news is then you get more tunes to play too, right?
Yeah.
Every now and then. Yeah. And let's bring in the violinist, Ethan Side, on this. Now you weren't the original violinist. You're the second one to come along. Did you jump in the middle and have to play catch up?
Or? Yeah, I'm still playing catch up. these guys are really good. So it's just an awesome. It's a treat to play with these guys. So. Yeah.
And so thinking still of the three string players, somebody talk about what a string trio is like. I don't care whoever jumps into that. Maybe it's compared to string quartet. James, you want to come back on that one? What's especially for you, the violist? Do you have a different role in a trio than a quartet?
Yeah, I'd say I do, because in a string quartet, the second violin and the viola are really sharing kind of the harmonic lines that are kind of in between this soprano voice and this bass voice. and in the trio, along with the piano, of course, I'm really responsible for that harmony that's occurring. So I've noticed in these quartets, or in these piano quartets, I've had a lot more double stops to kind of cover two harmonic voices at the same time.
Yeah. And now I want to change the subject a little bit, but I still want the four of you to tell on your coaches, two of the three of whom are in the room. What does a coach do? You take you in the locker room and give you a hazing if you didn't play the right notes? Or
they just kind of like, they kind of hear the bigger picture, and they help us who all four of us are so, well, I mean, we're trying to not be so focused on our own parts, but they kind of are able to take a step back and hear it from their ears, and they're much, they're much more sound on everything. So it's kind of a, they just point us in the right direction and teach us how to rehearse. And we've done a lot on our own though, which is like really, this group's definitely, it's really impressive how much we've done together.
Yeah, what's the statistics? You've been, how much rehearsing have you been doing? I've
almost
heard a rumor,
day.
It's quite a bit.
Almost
yeah.
every day.
Yeah, so it's a regular thing. And do the coaches tell you what it's about? Do they give you suggestions, possibilities, give you thoughts of how to figure out what the music's about? Talk a little bit more about anybody, about what the coaches do. This is Kristen, the pianist.
Well, the thing they have worked more with us is just to be aware of that we are a group, we are a single organism, and we have to be aware of not just to hear, but to look at each other and to cue each other and know who is leading this part, who is cueing here, who has the solo, who has the harmonic bass. So it's just to create that awareness of doing chamber. That's actually the joy of doing chamber, because it's not only you. But the four of us, we have our moments. So it's very fun to do that.
And the name of your group is the Brahmas, and one of the famous adages of all music, it's easy to form a group and hard to find a name. What's the derivation of your name?
Yeah, we definitely, it was not a group effort on the name. So.
Well, we were signing up, Dr. Graves and I, during the summer. We were filling out the application
form. Oh, and you had 2 minutes to think up.
Yeah,
the name.
I had.
That's
no
what
time.
They say. He didn't take the time to call and ask us what we wanted. He just decided to go.
You know,
go
I had
ahead.
A decision. And yeah, that was a name that popped into my head, because hopefully, if we get past the state competition and go on to divisional, and if we win that, we would go to the national competition, which is in Florida at Disney World. And so I figured that would be kind of a fun name for us, to be the Brahmas, because we're right down in that area.
Oh,
and we're playing
Brahmas. Brahmas. Yeah. Oh, very good. Oh, so that also shows a lot of confidence of going there. So it's the Rose Bowl.
Take it step by step, though.
Yeah. But it is kind of the level of a competition, and it should be on national television. Right. Should be the bare minimum of what happens, but that isn't. Yeah. That isn't due to happen. Okay, so we'll send you in a minute, but not quite yet. Talk a little bit more about the core music, about Brahms, into this. I don't care who wants to jump in and talk about really getting inside a piece of Brahms chamber music. Tim, you good for that?
Sure, yeah. I don't know, with any piece of music, really, you've got to find a way to make it your own, but also try to interpret to the best you can, what the notes and the markings on the page are really supposed to mean at a given time, and a given marking might not be in the same thing in two different spots, and so you just really got to use your best judgment and form a goal for what you want the piece to become for your group.
Yeah, and Kristen, what are some of the things that are emerging in this piece for you?
Well, particularly with the Brahms piano quartet, it's a symphonic size piece, and actually there's a symphonic arrangement of the whole piece, and for many people from theory and composer, it's like one of the favorites, because it has all all sorts of inspiration. It's not only lyrical, there's also symphonic, there's also this Hungarian rhythms, very festive in the last movement especially. And it just challenges you to take everything. There's no moment of telling lies. It's just you have to own it and that's what I
and
can
Brahms
say about the piece.
Like, Brahms is the coolest because there's so many depths of Brahms. Like, it's definitely the most fun to like be a part of a Brahms group because there's just so much happening and so much depth and so many counter melodies, and it's just like when you understand everything, it's like it's really cool.
Well, with that, I can't wait to hear it. So let's send you back out to the studio. This is the Brahmas, is the name of this piano quartet. We've been spending time with violinist Ethan Seid, who was the last person to speak. And right here, speaking right before him, was the pianist Christian Garcia, speaking on behalf of the group initially, the violist James Marshall, and then the person who spoke initially about Brahms was the cellist Tim Gale.